From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is insisting that Russian forces, which have overtaken Ukraine's Crimea region, withdraw and return to their base. He spoke by phone with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, but the BBC's Richard Galpin says Putin stood his ground.
During their phone call, Mr. Putin again told Barack Obama he does not recognize the interim government in Ukraine, which he accuses of enforcing what he called absolutely illegitimate decisions on eastern Ukraine and the Crimea, where most Russian speakers live. And, according to Mr. Putin, Russia's military intervention in the Crimea fully complies with international law.
The BBC's Richard Galpin. Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia's incursion undermines the sovereignty of Ukraine.
The Ukrainian people, we are convinced, beyond any doubt whatsoever, want nothing more than the right to determine their own future.
Kerry says an upcoming referendum in the Crimean region on breaking away from Ukraine will not be valid, but the Speaker of Russia's parliament says his country would embrace any decision by Crimea to join the Russian Federation. The latest numbers on employment are due out this morning, and the report is expected to show only moderate job growth. NPR's John Itzty reports the severe winter weather in much of the nation last month is likely to have chilled hiring.
Surveys of economists suggest about 150,000 new jobs were added to payrolls last month. But John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo, predicts just 135,000 new jobs. He also thinks the unemployment rate will fall to 6.5%. That's the threshold at which Fed policymakers have said they'll begin to consider raising short-term interest rates. Sylvia says that could roil financial markets, which are sensitive to interest rate hikes.
6.5% is significant, and we think that the markets will again be a little bit defensive.
The Fed has tried to reassure investors that it's likely to keep rates low long after crossing the 6.5% threshold. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
A bill to dramatically change the way the military prosecutes sexual assault cases has failed to advance in the Senate. NPR's Elsa Chang says the measure fell 5 votes short.
Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has for months been pushing a bill that would let military prosecutors, rather than commanders, decide which sexual assault cases to bring to trial. The argument was more victims would report crimes if prosecutors had final say. Democrat Claire McCaskill of Missouri was the leading opponent against the proposal.
The argument was posed, it's victims versus commander, whose side are you on? And it's not that simple.
McCaskill says in many cases, a commander will push forward with a case despite a prosecutor's objection. Pentagon data suggests there were as many as 26,000 sexual assaults in the military in 2012. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR News from Washington. Five people are dead and eight others wounded from a bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. An Afghan official says the explosives were hidden on a motorcycle and were detonated in the midst of a crowded market area. The Kansas Supreme Court is set to issue a long-awaited decision today in a lawsuit over school funding in that state. Stephen Caranda with Kansas Public Radio reports hundreds of millions of dollars could hang in the balance.
In the lawsuit, some school districts and parents say Kansas is not living up to its constitutional responsibility to fund education. Lawyers for the state say that it's up to lawmakers to decide how much to spend on K-12 schools. A decision ordering a funding increase could cause a showdown between the legislature and the courts. Some lawmakers say they believe the court does not have the authority to order more spending. A lower court has already said the state needs to increase the education budget by around $500 million. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Caranda in Topeka, Kansas.
Famed singer Patti LaBelle letting loose at the White House last evening for a performance honoring the Women of Soul. President Obama spoke to those gathered for the event in the East Room.
Patti LaBelle was painfully shy. I cannot believe that, but this is what I have been told. Until she sang a solo in front of the congregation and got a standing ovation. That's when she realized she could do something special.
LaBelle was joined by other performers, including the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. The performance will be broadcast next month on PBS. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.